How much to pay for recycling services and improving water mains are among the topics at tonight's Jacksonville City Council meeting. Aldermen will discuss accepting a proposal for the purchase of a new lawn aerifier for use at the Lynx Golf Course and discuss bids received for the Jacksonville Pet Safe Bark Park during a Parks and Lakes Committee recap. An item on the Planning and Public Works discussion includes an amendment to increase the pay for recycling services from Area Disposal Service. In utility, Alderman will talk about a proposal for a water main distribution improvement project for Webster Avenue and Crabtree Road. All of those items except for the dog park will be up for a vote later on in the meeting. There's also the second reading for an ordinance change to provide a four-way stop intersection at Independence Avenue and Northwest Street to accommodate renovations at Lincoln Elementary School. Things get underway at the Jacksonville Municipal Building at 6 o'clock tonight.
At Barfield Carpets, we've got the ticket to your magic carpet ride. Come see us today.
We've got flooring. We'll save you more. When you see just what we got, we're gonna be your carpet store. The best selection, we treat you nice. Why don't you come see us today for a magic carpet price?
For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made four arrests on Sunday. 40-year-old William Williams of the 1000 block of East Morton was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4:45 a.m. for resisting a peace officer. Williams has been released on bond. 18-year-old Vantika Guider of the 700 block of North Diamond was booked at the county jail at around 7:30 p.m. for failure to appear on the following charges: obstructing justice, aggravated battery, and driving with a revoked license. Guider remains in custody. 24-year-old Tanner Ring of Orangeville was arrested at Clark and Mary Grove at around 8:15 p.m. for obstructing a peace officer. Ring has been released on bond. 28-year-old Ronald Wilkins of the 600 block of South Diamond was picked up in the 200 block of Franklin at 8:45 p.m. for fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer and driving with a revoked license. Wilkins has been released on bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 36-year-old Eric Reif of the 1100 block of North Diamond was arrested at his residence at around 11 a.m. on a Macoupin County warrant for failure to appear for possession of drug paraphernalia. Reif has been released on bond. A new store near Jacksonville's downtown square will feature a new twist of food, spices, and supernatural experiences. Troy Taylor, owner of the Taylor Mercantile Company, ran a similar store in Decatur years ago, and he's hoping to bring the same atmosphere to Jacksonville.
We're going to have a lot of different varieties of teas that you can't get anywhere else, and some of the best companies in the country, as far as I'm concerned. We're going to have an entire wall of the store that will be nothing but cooking spices, seasonings, herb. We have a lot of pre-made mixes, sauces, dips.
Along with serving antiques and home-related gifts, the location will serve as the Jacksonville American Hauntings headquarters. Taylor says the Taylor Mercantile Company building, located next to Muggsy's, is the only existing labor temple in the country. Taylor says the building, built in 1904, suffered a fire and a decade of vacancy before he rented out the location earlier this year. Grand opening for the Taylor Mercantile Company is being held August 5th at 5 p.m. The Illinois Supreme Court has decided to take up an appeal by a group seeking to reform how Illinois draws its legislative maps. Cook County Circuit Court declared the effort last Wednesday unconstitutional. Illinois Supreme Court then decided late Friday it would expedite an appeal by the Independent Map Amendment Coalition. Group's chairman Dennis Fitzsimons says the group wants to explain why the lower court ruling needs to be overturned.
Cynicism is high because people think the system is rigged, and to some extent it is. Not that anyone is doing anything illegal, but when you have a process that can be controlled by one party or the other, each of the parties will try to use that system to their advantage, and that is not to the advantage of voters when it comes to having a choice.
Group collected more than 550,000 voter signatures to put the redistricting reform question to voters in November. Once the Illinois Supreme Court to rule before late August, that's a deadline the group says has been set by the Illinois State Board of Elections to draw up statewide ballots. Coming up, a check on news notes. The time is now 7:35.
When you're in need of new shoes or boots, visit Brown Shoe at 1901 West Morton in Lincoln Square Shopping Center. You'll find the latest styles from Sass, New Balance, and Clarks. And there's Red Wing boots for men. There are many other brands that will scream comfort. If you're looking for style that will make your feet smile, then shop Brown Shoe Fit. It's the place you need to be. That's Brown Shoe Fit, 901 West Morton, Lincoln Square Shopping Center, Jacksonville. Call 243-2926.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
Legislation limiting the use of cell phone sight simulators by police in Illinois is now law after being signed by the governor on Friday. Senate Bill 2343 says data picked up by police using the sights that doesn't concern someone under investigation must be deleted within 24 hours. The common brand name for cell sight simulators is Stingray.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1